In this bulletin, hot and fiery conditions continue around the country. Scott Morrison says there's no link between Australia's greenhouse gas emissions and the severity of bushfires currently burning. And the Oxford Dictionary declares its Word of the Year for 2019. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. More than 30 people have been injured and homes and sheds have been destroyed as authorities continue to battle a dangerous bushfire on South Australia's York Peninsula. The fast-spreading blaze, which has already burnt through about 4,500 hectares, was somewhat slowed as it burned towards the towns of Edithburgh and Koobowie. Country Fire Service Acting Deputy Chief Rob Sandford says he's concerned given the bushfire season is only just starting.
Well, we're not actually into summer yet, we're still in spring. So, and as we've seen in the eastern states, the early starts of the season that they've had, and now an early start for our season, this is only the start of it. So we're a 3-month outlook from the Bureau saying it's going to be above average temperatures and below average rainfall for the next 3 months.
Meanwhile, fire bans remain in place throughout New South Wales as 50 blazes continue to burn across the state. Smoke haze is hovering above Sydney and more than 1,000 firefighters are out on the ground. In Victoria, authorities are urging residents in high-risk rural bushfire areas to travel to their nearest regional centre. The fire danger in parts of Tasmania has also risen to extreme, with a total fire ban also declared in the Australian Capital Territory. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there's no direct link between Australia's greenhouse gas emissions and the severity of fires ravaging the continent. The Prime Minister has again defended his government's climate change policies as blazes burn across the nation during an early start to the fire season. Mr Morrison is also suggesting Australia could increase its emissions without making the current fire season worse. Three women representing thousands of patients given defective vaginal mesh implants have won a landmark lawsuit against international medical giants. The federal court has found two Johnson & Johnson group manufacturers and its Australian supplier engaged in misleading or deceptive conduct and hid the reality of complications from customers. More than 90,000 devices were inserted into those wanting structural support to treat incontinence and pelvic organ collapse. Justice Anna Katzman SC says the products did not have adequate warnings.
All the devices carried risks of complications the respondents admitted were clinically significant, against which no adequate warnings were given.
Sydney gay and lesbian Mardi Gras set to vote on whether to uninvite Prime Minister Scott Morrison and block police floats from next year's parade. Several hundred Mardi Gras members will next week decide on a range of motions due to come before the organisation's annual general meeting in Sydney. The Pride in Protest Collective has put forward several motions, including one for Mr Morrison to be formally uninvited to the parade. Mr Morrison did not attend the parade in 2019, but his predecessor Malcolm Turnbull did in 2018. The Oxford Dictionary has declared climate emergency the word of the year for 2019. According to the dictionary's data, usage of the term increased by 10,796% over the last 12 months. Oxford says the choice is reflective not just of the rise in climate awareness, but the focus specifically on the language people use to discuss it. The term is defined as a situation in which urgent action is required to reduce or halt climate change and avoid potentially irreversible environmental damage resulting from it. And now a look ahead at the weather for tomorrow. Cloud clearing in Perth, a maximum of 26 degrees. In Adelaide, mostly sunny and 22. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, 20 degrees. Mostly sunny in Hobart and 22. In Canberra, morning haze, 34 degrees. In Wollongong, morning haze and smoke and dust haze, 23. In Sydney, much the same, 26. In Newcastle, smoke haze, 32 degrees. In Brisbane, sunny and 29. In Cairns, sunny as well, 31. And in Darwin, partly cloudy, a top of 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.